This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
In for Dan Patrick. Always nice to hang out with Joel. We got Danny G with us. Yep. Thank you guys for hanging. Spot is on the videos at Covino and Rich on social media, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And I don't want to get all radio pompous. Radio wampus is what I call it. Radio wampus. But I will for a second. Just to prove again that preseason means nothing. Because some backup quarterback could come in and light it up. But could he do it every week, day in, day out? He can come in and spurts and play well, but can he have that sustainability that a starting quarterback brings? Meaning, it's like dudes that do a podcast. You know, I'm not always that impressed. Or little snippets on social media. Oh, they're great in every 30 seconds or for 30 seconds at a time, but can they do it every day? And some of you may not know us, but we do this every day on Fox Sports Radio.
As does Dan Patrick, but you're right. You see some dudes chopping it up, and it's like, oh, they do a weekly half-hour podcast? Different thing. So can a backup player do it? Now,
sometimes a backup player is just a great backup player, and you see him one game or a few plays, and they come in. They're the spark. They bring all that energy, and that's great, and maybe that's what they're good at. But can they do it every day? Every week. There's a big difference there.
Listen, they're looking for things that the common fan or even broadcaster's eye can't see. These coaches are taking a look. These are the guys that are all fighting for that job, which is, that's why when it's like, it's the backup guys. These are backup guys that are either going to be working, another job or on a practice squad or on the team in a couple weeks. Like, there's guys that you saw this weekend. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but they're going to be doing Amazon deliveries in 2 weeks. That's the reality. So if you don't think these guys are trying, if you don't think there's next level efforts being put in, it's just sometimes the talent's just not NFL talent.
I know it gets everybody excited, though. We're excited. So excited. Yeah. We're playing NFL trivia in about a half hour. So be dialing if you want to win a CNR on FSR Nerf football.
I don't.
877-99 on Fox.
There's no real analogy in basketball. You might say, the G League. And sometimes a guy lights it up and all of a sudden he gets, pulled onto the roster. But you know it as good as anyone else. I wonder if you could say baseball and football are the same in that if someone is undeniably standout in the preseason or spring training, do they make the squad? And I don't necessarily know that is even a fact. Like, you'll see a guy bat 450 in spring training, and you're like, he didn't make the team. He's still in Double A. Danny, do you get the sentiment that it's the same thing, or do you feel like if a guy is so lights out and standout in preseason football, he is going to get that look. If there's a guy on defense in the preseason that has three sacks and he's, you know, he's putting pressure every possession, would you say it's sort of like a guy batting 450 in spring training? I think the NFL preseason has a little more clout.
It does, but then there's always been that one or two players on our team where they have a great preseason and they just don't, they still don't make the team.
There'll be a running back that runs for 100 yards, two games, and you're like, wow, this guy's got something. And it's like, well, he's either fourth on the depth chart or he's on the practice squad.
And it's almost like, players.
And if they were like an undrafted free agent or a player like that, then they usually will wind up on your practice squad.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking.
Or they're just the gym class hero who is playing all out when everyone else really isn't, because maybe they are kind of set up and they know they're going to be on the squad.
And I'm not trying to make obvious points, but these are things we do forget sometimes. We look at these preseason games like, yeah, it's a bunch of people we don't know. This is more competitive than college football, because college football, only a handful of those guys could make it to the preseason NFL games. So it's still an elite level of competition. We're talking, this is still more competitive than the USFL or XFL. It's preseason football. These guys are this close to making a squad or not. Now, there are guys that anxiously look at these opportunities. Some quarterbacks, some young quarterbacks are getting a look. Danny, your running back on the Raiders, now that Josh Jacobs is still not on board, was getting a lot of carries yesterday.
Yeah, Georgia's Zamir White, man.
And I'm thinking he's the guy, until Josh Jacobs makes a decision or something, he's going to be getting all the first team snaps, right?
Well, and you saw Sincere McCormick also go into the end zone there. So there was a lot of talk about the coach Josh McDaniels, who most people don't like his system. Some people do. Patriots fans love it. As far as being a head coach, Denver Bronco fans aren't a fan of him, and half the Raiders fan base right now doesn't really enjoy his coaching. But they kept pointing out in the broadcast yesterday that he would rather have a running back by committee system in the backfield rather than one guy carry the entire load. But you can't rescind that franchise tag on Josh Jacobs, because then he could sign with the Broncos or the Chiefs or the Chargers.
Yep. And funny enough, we're filling in for the great Dan Patrick, Covino and Rich. I heard Dan talking about your Raiders, and Danny G, and for all the Raiders Nation out there, you should be glad to know that Covino and Rich, not the only show that thinks the Raiders are being underestimated.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we saw that a couple preseason projections came out,
it was USA like, Today.
USA Today.
Didn't they have them like 5-12 or something?
No, they had them at 3-14.
Oh, even right. Worse.
Yeah. USA, oh my. The USA Today.
Vegas has the Raiders at 6.5. USA Today Sports has them at 3.
I will tell you, Covino and I.
Which is such a diss, because, you know, Jimmy G, all he does is win, win, win. So you would give him a little bit more than that, no?
Well, it's a tough division, tough conference. And as Dan Patrick said, to quote the guy we're filling in for, he was talking about who makes the playoffs out of the AFC. And when he was rattling teams off, he's like, oh, the Raiders are a possible playoff team. And I was like, oh, DP's on board. Because there's a lot of people that have counted the Raiders out. And you don't know what Jimmy G is going to do. If he stays healthy, he always seems to find a way to compete.
They have so many weapons on offense. Their question mark stays on the defensive side of the ball, especially the middle of the field. When you have to cover Travis Kelce and other great tight ends and wide receivers in that division, that's where your defense really needs to step up. And the Raiders are hoping and praying that Patrick Graham's second season at the helm there will really stabilize things. They got some more depth. They got Marcus Epps. They signed Marcus Peters. They brought in some talent. They drafted a few guys to help the pass rush. And you saw them getting after Trey Lance and the Niners quarterbacks yesterday. That defense was flying around the field. Can that translate to the regular season?
There's so many question marks. And that's what makes the NFL awesome, right? Like, you don't want to be nerdy and go over every game on the schedule. But when you look at how this AFC is going to shake out, because we can all agree, there's not a human that would say, oh, the NFC is just as good. The NFC is like the Eagles, Niners, Cowboys, and then there's a huge drop-off. And you're like, after that, what do you got? Maybe like the Giants. Nick Cope's high on the Seahawks. Other people are saying, oh, you know, this is the Lions. The Lions could be
the
team.
Why the Cowboys?
The Lions, Cowboys. There's teams, but the AFC, there's teams in the AFC that will not make the postseason that if they were in the NFC, might be like a top-seeded type of team, like maybe even a division winner. Here's the tricky part about the AFC, because you got to, as much as Covino, I know you don't like to schedule watch.
Yeah.
You're not one to like look ahead too much. Like the AFC East, everyone's like, oh, Buffalo, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Oh, Miami, Tua could be an MVP if he stays healthy with all those weapons and Mike McDaniel. The AFC East has to play each other twice, including Belichick twice. You know, the Patriots aren't can't just walk over them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to play each other all twice. Then, just the way the schedule falls,
yeah.
AFC East plays the AFC West. So they all play the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Chargers. That's a division they play. And then they also, the AFC East, plays the NFC East. So they, likely going to get Cowboys, Eagles. So the Jets
and the Giants,
Bills, the Giants. So
could be decent.
Everyone that's like, oh, the AFC East, this would be like three teams with 10 or more wins. Maybe not so fast. It can be trickier than you think.
Well, that's part of the fun.
There might be to see how all of this pans out. There might be a ton of 10-7 teams that are fighting.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
We're all fired up about it. Hope you enjoyed some of that this weekend. And we're going to be talking more NFL in just a few minutes.
Trivia.
Because we're doing trivia, giving back to you. Danny G's got all the questions, and Rich is salivating at the opportunity. Plus, there's a story about a Saints kicker we got to talk about.
Yeah.
But I just want to pose the question now. So I'll pose the question now, and we can either chop it up right now or save it.
What do you got? What you got?
If you have the opportunity to see a goat when you can, do you have to, right? Do you have to go out of your way to make it happen? Like, you may have missed some opportunities along the way. Maybe you never got to see Jordan. Maybe you never saw Tyson fight live. Maybe you didn't see Nirvana when they made it to your city. And you're like, dang, I got those regrets. Well, September 3rd, Miami comes here to play LAFC, which means the hottest ticket in town is just around the corner. Again, we're live in Los Angeles. September 3rd, Messi's going to be here. Now, they're comparing this.
Hold on. As I go to StubHub, hold on. Let me get you your ticket prices.
Some of my buddies are telling me that you ain't bad. You ain't nothing. If you don't go and check this out, if you have the opportunity.
Oh, boy.
Now, the opportunity may cost you a lot, or Rich and I can try to use some connections, some pull if we can. If you're on the fence about soccer, now, soccer's a great sport, but you can't say that everybody's invested. This may be the turning point for you. How many people say that about hockey and soccer? Dude, you got to go to a live game. Well, this is the game to be at. If you have a chance to see Messi, who they say is the GOAT. I mean, we've seen him. He's off of a World Cup. He's playing lights out now in Miami. If you have that opportunity, do you go? Especially in that atmosphere.
LAFC, you have the opportunity. Great, defending champions. You have the chance. It's a matter of
Are you willing to pay?
Are you willing to pay? Like, I mean,
But if you're willing to pay that much for Taylor Swift, and I think it's fair to compare the two. He's an international superstar. You're a sports fan. You could say years from now, you could say, yeah, I saw that. That was awesome. Let me tell you, growing up, I was always envious of my uncles talking about that they saw Pele. I didn't give a diddly squat about soccer, really. I played soccer growing up, but I didn't really watch it. But I'd see the pride that they had when talking about it because they saw one of the greats. You know, they saw Ali fight. They did. They saw Pele. I mean, he was on the Cosmos toward the end of his career, but they saw him play. It was
so funny
you could say.
When you say Pele, I feel like he played 500 years ago.
No, like, he recently passed.
I know, but it doesn't feel like a long, long time ago.
We're talking legends. We're talking goats here. That's the difference. If you have the chance, and a lot of you do, Messi's a traveling tour right now. It's like the traveling circus is coming to your town, and the goat is there. Gunther Gable Williams is there.
To me... You miss him along the way, right? Like, it's different because they're like, you know, old radio, old musicians. But Elton John just did his last play at Dodger Stadium in the States, right?
Yeah.
Tony Bennett passed away a couple years ago. You cut a song with Lady Gaga.
Cut a song, but you didn't.
But you didn't. I remember when Shea Stadium, I'm a big Mets fan. When Billy Joel, he's still doing the Garden, and we saw him out here in L.A., but when he did his last play at Shea, I was mad that I didn't go. I'm like, why did I not go? Billy Joel, Shea Stadium? What a fail.
Metallica's on tour again. Kiss was wrapping up their tour. We're talking about some of the greats of our lifetime.
Do you
right?
want to see these legends before they're not doing it anymore? Like, if you have a chance, like you said, to see GNR, Metallica, Kiss, any legendary band, or... You know, listen, as LeBron winds down over the next couple of years, don't you want to maybe see LeBron James live one more time if you could bring your kid? If you're living, well, let's say you're living in Indiana. Oh, LeBron's coming to play the Pacers.
Just to say that we saw him play live. Don't you have that Jordan regret?
See, now, there you go. There's the key word he said, play live.
Yeah,
that's
play
what you
live.
Just said.
Live.
So that's the thing. My parents were like, no, we're going to take you to the hotel where they're staying. We're going backstage.
And meet him?
I grew up to where it just wasn't. My father almost got arrested for climbing Wilt Chamberlain's wall.
No way.
Just to see him. So I was raised under the, not necessarily see him play or
but
at their.
See him.
But see him.
That's cool too, though. That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, so you don't want to let your goat go by and not see him.
We're going to see him. And that's inspiring to anybody.
Joe got binoculars for his birthday.
That's so cool.
We're going to look.
I love that story.
We couldn't afford binoculars.
No. No, but I do like that story. But my buddy Al B called me up. He's like, yo, because look, we're all sports fans, right? Yeah. We're all here hanging on Fox Sports Radio. He's like, don't even tell me you're like trying to get into soccer, man. If you're not trying to get this ticket, this is the hottest ticket, bro. Like Messi, think about it. Messi, international superstar, is going to be there in LA on September 3rd, bro. If you're not even trying to get a ticket, then you're not even a sports fan. You'll never like soccer. If you're ever going to get into soccer, this is the chance. This is the way. Because again, he's there. He's the superstar. Brings his traveling circus to your town. And again, they're playing the LAFC defending champions. They're a squad. They have an atmosphere already built in. You know how hype that's going to be? So, in other words, if that can't hype you up and that can't motivate you to at least try, then what's ever going to get you into the sport of soccer next level?
Well, price point, my friend.
Well, price point. But how many people are breaking the bank
right
for
now,
Taylor Swift
Taylor Swift's a bigger deal, I think.
To who? I get if you're doing it for your kid, right? Okay, because you'll do anything for your kid. But if you're a sports fan and one of the GOATs, we've already established
but here's
this.
The deal. I'm not saying that I would choose Taylor Swift
but
over
But she's not
over,
done. Is she done ever?
Messi.
Is she done? There's plenty of years to see her.
But what I'm saying is Taylor Swift is for a fan or bringing your kids or going with your wife or your girlfriend, Taylor Swift is a guaranteed 3.5 hours of music people know and they'll have a fun time. Messi, you could go see him play.
You don't know how many more years.
He could not score. He could not. You know, like it's a chance you're taking. And by the way, section 116. I just picked a random section. Not even, you know, right. Section 116. $1,400 for a ticket. General admission to like just roam and be in that one area by one of the goals is $680. So I mean.
And what were Taylor Swift tickets going for? I only bring that up because it's been the hottest ticket of the summer, right? And people who have no money, man, are breaking the bank to get these tickets for the pressure of, I got to get them for my kids, or they got FOMO and it's just they're caught up in the hype.
How much does
and
it
they
cost,
have to be part of it?
How much does it cost us in that little area where like Serena Williams, LeBron, and everyone, and Kim Kardashian, remember the first game that like little right on the field? I think that's, I'm
that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, let's see what that
anytime
is.
Your seats cost you a bank transfer, where you just, there ain't no cash transactions. It's just you put some digits in, transfer the money.
Some of these seats are,
that's how hot
$2,500,
$2,800. And what was the actual price of that ticket?
Well, if you go to it, the $680 general admission, just like sort of chill in that general area, those $680 tickets on other games, $40.
See, that's a huge ticket.
So you're not the only one with this idea of seeing Messi.
Absolutely not. That's why I'm saying we got to use our contacts. But that's what people are willing to pay to see one of the GOATs because it matters.
Press pass. Kavito's now a soccer reporter.
No, because that's the thrill of it, dude. To be able to say, look, you can't speak on real perspective sometimes, especially in this game. you know what? No matter what anyone yaps about, I could be the biggest blowhard at the barbershop being like, dude, Jordan was the GOAT. Some guy could be like, well, guess what, man? I saw him play live. I was there. I saw it. He's always going to have the upper hand on me because guess who didn't? Me. And there's some.
I don't think that gives him the upper hand, but it's a cool thing that you want to be able to
sort
say.
Some sort of thrill in being able to say that you witnessed it live with your own eyes.
There's something to be said about, not necessarily the bragging right, but it is sort of like a checklist item for a sports fan.
Like, sure.
Hey, have you been to a playoff game? Have you been to a Super Bowl? Have you been to a championship parade? Have you been to a spring training game? Like things that sports fans may have on a list of things they want to do. And to see the goats of the game is probably on that list. So if you could find a way, if you got some type of hookup or connection, if Messi comes to your town and he's playing your local soccer team and you can find the ticket for, you know, not a bank-breaking amount of money, I say you got to go. I'm with you.
Go for right. Broke. Well, what do you think? 877-99 on Fox or chime in at Covino and Rich because now you got to make it happen. And speaking of football, We're actually talking about the other football next. Some NFL trivia. If you want to play along, 877-99 on Fox. We're giving away some Nerf footballs.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. Firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well. Quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
877-99 on Fox, playing for CNR on FSR Nerf footballs. Everybody hyped about preseason football.
Good-looking Nerf footballs.
Oh, they're great-looking,
man.
Got
the Fox Sports Radio logo on one side and the CNR logo on the other side.
They're a little slippery, though. But they,
you got to work them in.
Yeah, you got to work them in. That's all.
And by the way, I can't be the only one that judges another grown man on how he throws a football, right?
I mean, we all do.
You see someone throw a football. You could tell. You could tell when someone has never played sports or when they played sports.
Or maybe they were just one-dimensional. They played one sport.
I'm still fascinated how someone of the athletic caliber of a Kevin Durant could throw out a first pitch and look like he's never thrown a ball in his life. It's wild to me. I don't know how. All right, let's get into some trivia, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I like those bells.
CNR on FSR, in for the great Dan Patrick. Happy Monday.
Spotty's really great on the bells. Great job, Spot.
Rich on the flugelhorn in the back.
Let's meet the contestants. Covino.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rich.
Yo, yo.
Nick Cope. What's up, Nick? Oh, we'll turn his microphone up here.
Nick was fixing his hair, looking handsome.
Yeah.
There he is. Spotty boy.
I'm playing.
And let's see on the FSR studio line, trying to win one of these nice CNR Nerf footballs. You say, Rich, I'll have you pick line 1 through 5. Pick a number.
Let's go to 5. Trey Lance needs a little love. Number 5, Trey Lance. We did not love him much today.
That is Kev in Texas. Kevin, good morning.
What's up, Kev?
Morning, fellas. Morning.
Hey, Kev, speak up all the way for us, okay?
Yes, sir, I got you.
Okay,
you
go. We're going to need your name because here are the rules for our CNR NFL trivia. The first contestant with 2 correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, then we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer. You do have to wait until all 3 possible answers are read. Okay. If there's 2 wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I feel like I'm going to kick all your asses. Yeah, I feel good about
for this, but that doesn't mean I'm not here to play. Let's go.
It's multiple choice. It's anybody's game.
All right.
And Cope, we got your mic on? Yep. Still need Nick Cope's mic over here.
And remember, Kevin, you got to scream out Kevin if you know the answer right away.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Here we go.
All right.
Just like Home Alone, scream out Kevin.
Round 1. Here we go.
Kevin.
Which NFL team has won the most games all time?
Oh.
A, Dallas Cowboys. B, the Green Bay Packers. Or C, the San Francisco 49ers.
Covino.
Kevin.
Covino.
Packers. No.
Yes.
What?
Yes, the Green Bay Packers. Covino on the board.
They've been around for a while.
That's true.
That's exactly what I thought.
For 100 years.
Yeah. But when we were kids, we were kids.
Yeah.
Nick, do you remember if you were a kid of the 80s or 90s? Until Brett Favre came around, you did not even want their helmet and the supermarket quarter machine.
Danny G is so crafty that you had to think about it. It was process of elimination. He started with the Cowboys, and you're like, yeah, it's got to be the Cowboys. Oh, no. It's definitely Green Bay because that was a trick.
Damn you.
Yeah, right. 790 total wins for the Packers. All right, here we go. Round 2. Among the 10 NFL domed stadiums, how many have a retractable roof?
Oh.
A, 5, B, 8, or C, 3?
Rich.
Kevin.
Rich.
B, 8.
No.
Nick.
Kevin.
Cope for the
5.
Steal. Yes, 5.
Oh!
Nick Cope. Nick Cope on the board.
Wow. Nick Cope, right. Handsome and smart.
Round 3.
That's such a guess question.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I picked 8 because I was like, he likes Kobe. I was like,
Covino and Cope both on the board as we go to round 3. Approximately how much does the Lombardi Trophy weigh?
Oh.
A, 15 pounds. B, 11 pounds. Or C, 7 pounds.
Rich.
Kevin.
Rich.
15 pounds, A.
No.
Covino. Wait, what Kevin? Kevin.
Go ahead, Kevin.
A.
No.
A was taken already.
Kev, what do you got, Cove?
Well, let him go. Go ahead.
No, he said A.
All right, hey, beat it, Kevin. It's my turn. 11 pounds.
No.
Wow.
7 pounds. Yeah.
But what?
I was gonna say, remember they tossed it?
Like, they do, yeah. Remember Brady throwing it?
I mean, I know, but you don't think Tom Brady could toss a 15-pound? Think of like a 15-pound weight.
He'd have to deflate the trophy.
She seems like it would have a little more weight to it.
His arms are too flimsy.
All right, we sipped, so we crossed that one off the board.
The Lombardi trophy is like a hollow Easter bunny, right?
Yeah. All right. 7 pounds.
We go to round 4.
I can see Rich get thrown out of a TV show. Look, man, you don't have to argue every answer you lose.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Show him out of here.
No, right. Brush him off like Sandman at Showtime at the Apollo.
Let's go, Danny G. I'm getting on the board here.
Which NFL team holds the record for the longest winning streak of all time?
Oh.
A, the Pittsburgh Steelers. B, the Oakland Raiders. Or C, the Indianapolis Colts.
Rich. Colts, C.
Yes. Rich does get on the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't having it.
Could be a come-from-behind win now. We got to stop him.
They had won more than 16 in a row, but just not in the same season,
yeah,
correct?
Between 2008 and 2009, they won 23 games in a row.
It just did, wow. Which is pretty
wild. I believe
wild.
That Rich knows how to say his name faster than Covino.
Yeah, well, it's one syllable. It's not fair.
Covino, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Covino.
He needs to say Steve.
Rich.
All right, so on the board, Covino, Rich, and Nick Cope.
All right.
As we go to round 5, by what year did the hard plastic helmet become universal in the NFL?
Oh.
A, 1950, B, 1956, or C, 1959?
Kevin.
B? No.
Rich.
Rich for the win.
1959.
No.
Oh, son of a gun. So
said it so confidently, too.
I did, because you know what I was thinking? I was like, there's no way those like freaking leather helmets were around in 1959.
In 1948, the league outlawed the hard plastic because they thought the material was an injury risk. They lifted the ban after just 1 year in 49, and by 1950, all players were wearing them.
Wow.
Can we just hold up one time and let Covino guess? I mean, like, after everybody else has guessed wrong.
Joel, whose team are you on here?
Yeah.
Joel likes the Lions and Covino.
You gotta chime in. I was gonna say 1950. Rich beat me to the punch on the guess.
That's a three-syllable name.
Yeah. All right, anybody's game as we go to round 6. Now, this next one, it could be from punts, kickoffs, and miss field goals. How many return touchdowns did the all-time leader Devin Hester record in his career? A, 20, B, 25, or C, 17?
C.
Nick. Covino.
Covino talked first. We'll give it to him.
C.
No.
Oh!
No.
Nick.
Cope for the win.
I was going to say 20.
Yes!
Cope!
Wow!
Yes!
All right.
Nick Cope!
Dude, I swear.
My day is all downhill from here.
I thought for sure. By the way, it wasn't a guess, so you won fair and square, Nick. I really thought it was 17. I looked his stats up recently, and I was saying 17 in my head because I looked him up. Rich and I covered the Super Bowl where he ran one back, and you know we interviewed him early in his career. I was thinking about his career. You know when you're doing the ball scroll and you're just thinking and you're just checking stats? I thought it was 17. So
only three off. He had 5 kickoff returns, 14 punt returns for a TD, and 1 missed field goal return for a TD.
He was one of the best at it.
Covino just told us that he guessed 2 answers, and they both were wrong, and he has no points.
No, man, I really thought that it was 17. Yeah. I thought that was the right answer.
We were talking to one of our buddies the other day. We went for a drink with one of our good pals who's a Chicago Bears fan, and we were saying how that Super Bowl against the Colts, I believe, 07, 06 season, 07.
Yeah.
In the rain, Miami, Colts, Peyton Manning won. That game started out with the Devin Hester kick return, and all Bears fans probably felt so good for life. Yeah. That was like the moment where they're like, this is it.
And then they remembered Rex Grossman was their quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Then they remembered that, and the other team had Peyton Manning.
Yes.
And it was they thought 21 years after that, 85 Bears team. 20 years later, actually. 20 years later.
Now, hey, Nick, do you want to give your football to Kevin anyway?
Yes, I'd love to give it to Kevin.
All right, so thank you to Nick Cope. Kev, we're going to mail the ball to Texas.
I appreciate you guys, man.
Yo, Kev, hang tight. We'll get your address.
Hang tight, and if you like the trivia today, I want you guys to know that every Monday we're doing a new game called The Last One Standing, and we play several rounds of different categories. So play along every day. or every Monday, I should say, we play at 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, Covino and Rich.
And tomorrow, Tyson Tuesday, so we have some Iron Mike trivia, another chance to win one of these nice footballs.
Perfect. And by the way, you put the pressure on Nick Cope. Nick, you're going to give the listener your football, right? What if Nick wanted to throw around the ball? I mean, what if Nick was like, perfect for my trunk?
Yeah, sorry, Nick.
Yeah, sorry. Nick. Well, we'll give you one, too. Now we'll give you one.
It's going to take you another win next week.
Yeah, I'll have to earn it again.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I won a charity poker tournament once, and someone's like, what are you going to do? You're going to give the money back to the charity? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, you betcha. So
that was a tough battle because I saw a few opportunities to actually steal that one, man. But great competition. Thanks for playing along. And, you know, thinking of Devin Hester, it makes me think of the GOATs again. He was the greatest at what he did. I'm not saying he's
a skill that isn't there anymore because of the way the game changed.
Yeah, like, we are never going to see a return guy like that ever again.
No. But you know what? It also, you know, for all we know, it's there is a guy. It's just he can't demonstrate that skill set.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the reason because of the rule changes.
Exactly. So it's like it's sort of a bummer. Like, you know, the same way the running back position is no longer the money-making position, the special teams, you know, kickoff punt return guy, you're never going to see a Devin Hester type again. And there may be a guy in the league right now that if the rules were the old school way, he'd be the man. You're just never going to see it. All right, well, listen, coming up, there's a really hilarious story about the New Orleans Saints kicker.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
My mom playing tricks on me. I love this song, man. I had it on Maxi Single, in fact. If you want to flash it back, I'm Covino. That is Rich.
No.
Again, Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox Super Producing. Got Joel hanging out with us. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich. Always a pleasure being in for the great Dan Patrick. Now, we're talking about unassuming athletes who just don't look the part. Based on this story we talked about that involves Blake Group of the Saints.
I mean, he's a kicker trying to make the team. So
yeah, and he's 5'7".
He's not a Daniel Vogelbach who looked like he had one too many spare ribs.
Never heard of him.
That's a big dude.
Now, he's a very unassuming athlete. You got to hear my dad. My dad's not the most PC guy going.
He's
a little old school Jersey guy.
Hold on. You're trying to tell me 70-year-old guy from Jersey's not politically correct? Hold on.
Yeah. You know, the older our parents get, the grumpier they are. He sees guys like Vogelbach on TV. He's like, you mean to tell me this guy? Like, he hates him.
How often, if you have parents that are 70 or older.
I can't even say what he says.
If you have parents that are 70 or older, how often do you have to say, oh, you can't say that anymore? I can't say.
But Vogelbach is one of those guys. You mean to tell me this guy's a professional athlete? Says who? I'm like, says the Mets, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Well, there's other guys, not just 5'7" kickers that get turned away by security. Before we get to athletes, I saw another clip. I'll never remember who it is now, but it's like one of those DJs that like sells out, you know, festivals. And he almost got kicked out of his own festival. Like, yeah, sir, you can't go here. He's like, yeah, but they're all here to save me. It was like a Skrillex, David Guetta, I don't know, like one of those, you know, like an EDM type of dude.
DJ Scratch and Sniff.
And yeah, sometimes, you know what it is? Sometimes security is lax, and sometimes security is really just flexing whatever power they have.
That's the weakest part about it. And you feel that way. I mean, how often do people feel that way?
Like with B-Rabbit.
You just seen me on stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that happens a lot.
Or like
Rich.
The campus. If you went to college and you live on campus, the days they'll let you in the gym without the pass, and then some days you got to have your pass.
You know what?
In the gym.
You know where this bothers me the most, Joel? Like, places
not when you're rich and you got that kind of
smile. And I play on the team.
But there are times where I get aggravated when someone tells you to, I guess, follow a protocol that's unnecessary. I remember during the COVID years, remember where everyone was all like eye-rolly about like, oh, stay 6 feet apart and stand there. And I went to an Apple store and there was no one in there.
Yeah.
And they were like, sir, you have to stand on that circle. I'm like, what circle, Doug? And they had circles that were 6 feet apart from each other. And I remember being like, no, I'm not listening to you. I refuse to play your little silly game. Or, you know, when you're at the airport and you have to go up and down the aisles of like where it's like, can you just take the stanchion up?
So I know you didn't do that.
I'm like, come on.
That's a federal offense.
Come on. Stop.
See, you're a rebel.
Rich just smiles and thinks he can get away with anything, but that's just Rich. Look him up and you'll see why.
You get stopped for energy drinks.
I get stopped where, you know, in places I'm supposed to be.
You know who?
Without breaking any rules.
You know who comes to mind when you think about players that don't look the part? I know I got someone that's definitely not on any list or what you're thinking of.
Players.
I'm thinking of Colorado Rocky. I don't even know. Is he still on the team? Charlie Blackman, remember the guy that looked like...
Yes.
He looked like he just was found in the woods somewhere?
And he looked like he was on Game of Thrones
like disheveled beard, always looked like... And even his batting stance, unconventional ball player. And I remember always thinking, like, this guy, what a weird cat.
Yeah, you wouldn't know he had that particular set of skills to play in baseball. Just didn't look the part, right? That's really what it comes down to.
For a guy that was pretty effective... Speaking of COVID, remember he had some issues during the COVID time? Cole Beasley didn't look like a guy that was able to run those quick little routes and be effective. He sort of looked like a little bit of a weasel, right?
Yes.
Cole Weasley.
A lot of those slant guys, like Hunter Renfro.
Yes. It's like, wow, you're really that effective in the NFL. Good for you.
So you could see how a security guy or just a casual fan would be surprised to know that they were part of the team.
And anytime you
and
say...
sometimes an impactful part of the team.
When you do say, well, security, well, you know, no, don't need to be so tough. Well, you know why they do? Because sometimes... Do you remember that person that dressed up in an NBA full uniform and like, workout and actually was shooting around the team until someone's like, wait a minute, who is that?
Talking about the broke Klay Thompson?
The broke-looking Klay Thompson guy. Remember he dressed up and was just shooting around with the team?
Yes.
So also filmed him driving around San Francisco with fans getting autographs and security letting him into the arena.
It's pretty funny. And as we said last week on our show, sometimes if you just walk with purpose with a clipboard, people just think you belong.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't there a new theory? The ladder theory?
You know, the ladder theory? Nick Cope, listen to this one. There's TikTokers that tried this out everywhere. Concerts.
So it's got to be true.
Concerts, events, movie theaters, you know, no matter where. They put on like two worker-looking shirts, and they were carrying a 6-foot ladder, one on each end. And no matter where they went, people are like, go ahead. Because they're thinking, why? Obviously, they must be workers. They're carrying a ladder. So if you carry a ladder, apparently you can get in anywhere you want.
I have a few answers that come to mind. We'll open it up too at 877-99 on Fox. Unassuming athletes or just athletes who don't look the part. Surprised to see that they're professional athletes, a la the Blake Group story. My number one answer always was, and this is why I liked him too. This is also a reason as to why maybe you root for somebody. He's on the downside of his career now, but my first impression of Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, was that, who is this nerdy-looking guy?
I'm from Kazakhstan.
Just kicking everybody's ass. And there he had this presence about him. Guys, I put on drama show. Max, he was always talking to Max Kellerman. Really.
Max.
I'll fight anybody, anytime. I do Mexican style, Max. And I'm like, who is this dude? And he, you know, at the time, he was a young guy, so nerdy looking.
I mean,
and just beating up on Mastodon.
Everyone. Yeah. I mean, Gennady Golovkin, Triple G.
Gennady Golovkin, I thought it was a good answer because he's very unassuming.
He's from Kazakhstan, which is where Borat's from.
Yeah.
fictionally, right?
So he had this charm about him that made
guys,
him even...
Guys,
that
you know.
Made him more nerdy.
And I'm like, that's the guy? Because I remember Covino was way early on Triple G before he became a household name for boxing fans. And Covino would be like, dude, you got to see this Triple G guy. And I'm like, the guy that looks like he just came off like a little farm in a small foreign land.
Battled again in his prime, Mexican style. So
I think he beat Canelo.
Not that last fight, but
no. But the, yeah. You know,
well, there's another guy. Speaking of boxing, I'm throwing this out there just for the boxing guys who watched the Navarrete fight this weekend and who watched some of the Mexican battles. You may know a guy by the name of Ray Vargas. Ray Vargas.
I'll look him up.
Yeah, he's a champion, dude, at like 120-something pounds.
Yeah, no one knows that guy, though.
No, but he's like so dominant, and he's so goofy-looking that people might recognize him.
Oh, my God.
He looks like the dude from Nacho Libre. Not Jack Black's character. Not actual Nacho Libre. Remember Nacho Libre's tag team partner?
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, he's a goofy-looking dude.
Imagine Nacho Libre's tag team partner from the movie, Ray Vargas, the champion boxer, who's very dominant. Again, he's been a featherweight and super bantamweight champion. Looks like that character. So imagine him strutting around with his gold chains on. You know, he's kind of a goofy-looking guy, but he's a champion in the sport. So again, unassuming, a la... I'll throw out an obvious one, like a David Wells. You know, you would never look at that guy and think, he pitched a perfect game.
I mean, everyone's favorite. He did steroids and no one cared because they loved him so much. Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know what?
That's the number one answer.
That is probably the number one answer on the board when you factor in how great he was and longevity he had.
I mean, I'm convinced that if needed... Bartolo Colon could throw an inning in the bigs right now at 50.
You know, man, that might be. I thought I had the number one with Triple G. Bartolo Colon is probably the most unassuming guy who didn't look the part that dominated for such a long time.
Let's go to David in Cincy. Based on the story, if you don't know the story we're talking about, the Saints backup kicker, who actually had the game-winning kick, was stopped on his way into the stadium. Because they thought he was a fan.
Were you ever with a woman so hot that other people at the bar didn't assume you were with her? Because it's happened to me. It's happened to me.
And it happened to David, too. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man?
No, not much. That's a great right there. Before I give you my answer, my daughter went to Taylor Swift, and the Bengals coach, Zach Taylor, was there. She was right by the VIP thing, and the guard wouldn't let him down because he didn't know who he was.
That's funny. I'm the coach of the Bengals. Yeah, tonight you're just a Swiftie.
Well, hey.
They asked who he was, and he said, I work here, and that was it. But my answer is number one, Greg Maddux.
Yeah, you know what? The professor,
guy,
the glasses.
Yeah.
Greg Maddux, what I used to love about him was that—
I think his nerdiness matched his craftiness, though. It made sense.
Nothing, you know, I'm a Mets fan, so, you know, I would not traditionally like Maddox because he, you know, brave. But when he would throw a complete game in like 90 minutes, like a masterful, I thought there was nothing
the way you felt
better.
Or he felt about Maddox is how I felt about Pedro Martinez. Only because he was, what, barely 5 foot
guy was
10.
Like 160 pounds soaking wet.
Flame-throwing dude with jerry curl. You know, and as a Yankees fan, I'm like, F this guy. F this dude.
Oh, you know who's the guy
that can't hit this guy? Come on.
Yeah, that's another.
Because of his stature and again, the game he was playing. He was playing a really big, he was playing a big units game, and he was standing 5'10 tops.
You know, Covino, that's another category in itself, like little dudes that threw heat, and you're like, how? I mean, I know it's all mechanics, it's all weight distribution, but if you remember baseball lefty, Billy Wagner played for the Astros, played for the Mets, played around a few teams in the league. Billy Wagner, at one point of his career, was throwing about 100. And he was a little lefty that didn't even, like, had almost like a short arm throw, too. And it's like, that guy threw heat.
They got Pedro listed at 5'11", 170. I'm not buying that.
No.
I'm buying, like, 5'9 and a half. Now he's got to be, like, 210.
Witt in Nashville. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
So I've got a story about going places and just acting like you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
you know what?
You know what?
It could be done. Our pal Spot here, All-Star Game was at Citi Field in 2013. Mets hosted the All-Star Game. We were able to be there. We had just your basic credential, nothing special. Spot had a clipboard and some notes because we were doing our show and stuff from there, and he just kept walking. Walking
with authority.
No one ever stopped him. And right around the national anthem time, Spot's like, wait a minute, what's that door over there? If he wanted to, Spot could have been on the warning track. You know how long I've known Covino? When I first met Covino, we've been working together like practically 20 years now. Early 2000s, this dude would walk through Manhattan every day when we lived on the East Coast with a Discman.
Discman with
I remember you coming to work.
The anti-skip and the mega bass.
The lockdown lid.
So boost in the bass.
The yellow?
No,
that was
but
a
I'll
sportsman.
Yeah,
I know the yellow. The yellow was
I
the
remember
sports
the yellow one.
Yeah,
yellow
yeah.
Was, that's right.
That was the sport one. Yeah,
I'll tell you what. The more I boosted the bass, the quicker the batteries died. Though that's usually how that went.
All right, let's go to Mason in Washington State. Mason, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
The first thing that comes to mind has got to be Manny Pacquiao. He's 5'5". He's always smiling, and for some reason, he looks like a kid who can't find his mom in the grocery store. Every time they show him on the Jumbotron, I'm sure he's the nicest guy.
Yo, let me tell you, we were at the Crawford-Errol Spence fight in Vegas. Other than Iron Mike Tyson, Manny Pacquiao got the biggest applause when they, you know, focused in on who was in the crowd. He's such a, and he was smiling.
It's probably smiling. Why, you know, you rooted even harder for the guy because he was always smiling and seemed like such a nice guy, very peaceful guy. And boxing is a very violent sport.
Yeah.
And Rich brought one up off the air. Actually, Nick Cope brought up too. He said Nick Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum.
Who's Nick, his brother?
Right. No, Nick Cope. Oh. Nick Cope said Tim Lincecum. Who, again, he's 5'10 maybe, but flame-throwing sort of dude with long hair. Didn't really look the part.
Yeah, hippie.
And he said Butterbean, which is a funny one because, you know, he's a bigger dude back in the day who's in better shape now, but you brought up Tyson Fury. As big and dominant as he is as a boxer, he's not, like, built like a boxer.
Yeah, when you watch him box, and he's a masterful, one of the best ever.
Well, that's what makes it a weird thing to see because he's so great.
Well, when you see Tyson Fury standing next, even though, because he's so big, and he's a great boxer, but when you see physically Tyson Fury standing next to Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder,
right?
It's like,
these guys look like specimens.
Right, yeah, who's the out of shape one? And to be honest, his endurance is even great. Tyson Fury is like, to me, it's an anomaly. I don't get it.
I don't know. Unassuming people are fun to root for. Like I don't know. For me, Austin Reeves is one of those guys. No, Danny G?
Yeah, came to mind right away.
Right?
And then also, who leads the NFL as far as the most MVP wins? Looks like Bert from Bert and Ernie. Great, brilliant mind. Now he's producing TV shows, has one of his own with his brother.
Mr. Peyton Manning?
He always looked kind of awkward to me. He didn't look.
He's like a goon.
Big guy,
but. They would make, you know, it was the biggest insult. Covino and Spot would jokingly be like, yeah, you know who you look like? Eli Manning. And it would bother me because I'm like, stop.
It was an insult because he's kind of a goober.
Yeah, I'm like, don't stop it.
I say that kindly because he's still great, you
and
know?
They both embrace it. There's the TV commercial right now where they're both dancing with youth football players.
Right,
and
right.
Peyton busts out the hip-hop moves, which are pretty horrible.
You know, you give him extra props because you could just... What the hell? What in the hell? Oh,
it's a fire alarm test in our building.
I didn't know what that was. I was like, did someone say the Pee Wee Herman word of the day? Rest in peace, Pee Wee.
Wow, the fill-in show was so hot today that you guys set a fire alarm.
This show is fire. Dan Patrick, thank you.
Either that or they want us out of here.
Yes.
Now, like, should we really leave? Or
is there a fire?
Who put some fish in the microwave?
Yo, did Ramos burn down this place again? Anyway, have a great rest of your day.
Tyson Tuesday tomorrow.
And hey, if your kids are in school, hopefully your kids come back happy after day one. We'll see you then. Until then, get the podcast anywhere you get your pods. And follow us at Covino and Rich. We'll see you tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
We'll see you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen, the vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.